Tafel Music's performance of Charles Avison's Concerto Grosso No. 6 in D, the Confuria, and Jean Lamont leading her longtime ensemble. Here with the New Classical FM here on a Tuesday, my name is Mark Wigmore. Let's get to our daily look at arts and culture. So how's the working out going? How's the exercise coming along? Not that easy these days. Gyms and community centers are closed, and we are isolated. So I'm doing okay, but could probably do more. Maybe you're in the same boat. Angelica Scanura is here. She's a champion dancer, world champion, instructor, exercise expert. She's also the star of the One TV program, Angelica's 22-Minute Workout. Show is beamed daily to your home featuring retro beats, retro aerobic fashion, and each episode works out multiple muscle groups and helps to burn calories, develop muscle, and increase weight loss. And her on-screen crew features people from all walks of life, ages, and fitness levels. Angelica Scanura, welcome back to the New Classical FM.
Hey there. Thanks for having me, Mark.
Great to be with you. We were just talking off air, getting ready. You're on the phone, obviously. We're all isolating these days. and you're such a busy person. We all are. But right now, we're all sort of in the same boat together, right?
Yeah, we're all on pause, and while that might induce panic and anxiety in you, I know it certainly has for me a little bit, as somebody that's a doer, always out and about, this, I think, is a good moment of pause and a great time for reflection and inward thinking, but you can get stuck in a bit of a rut. We like doing stuff as people. We're social creatures by nature. And it's very easy for us to just become potato people. And I'm here to tell you that, you know, One TV and my workouts, they keep you moving. I think One TV is perfect pandemic content.
Yeah.
Right? We're all about you staying home and working out. We're encouraging of that.
So before we get to the show, because there's lots to talk about there, any quick tips, and I think you probably do have a few, on just how to stay fit when you are self-isolating? I think there's lots you can do just in your room or in the living room. Yeah.
Yeah, you could do what I've been doing. You make a little enclave in your place, and you turn on the screen, and it's great because you can wear whatever you want, and there's
a bonus.
No pressure. But I think it's good to keep a little bit of a schedule for yourself in these times. Take the moment, relax, kind of unwind. I know I certainly am doing that, but also create a bit of a regimen for yourself. Use this time to create new positive habits, whether it be in your exercise or your eating, which is what I've been doing. I mean, I'm doing my workouts now. I'm watching my workouts and doing them at home too.
That is a very, very meta situation. But I love that idea that we do have maybe a little extra free time, but if we don't take a moment to schedule that in, then we might not ever get to doing it, even with that bit of extra time.
So. Yes, it's good. It's a weird kind of experimentation process because everything changes every day, it seems. There's something new that's happening, and we have no choice but to go along for the ride. So what can we do to feel like we still have some control in our lives? Well, create that appointment with yourself to do yourself good, to release those endorphins, to make a choice in your life so that this all seems much more manageable.
Let's talk about 22-minute workout. I think it is a great service right now, specifically for people looking to stay in shape at this very moment at home.
Yes.
Tell us the thinking behind it for people who maybe are just learning about it now.
If you're just hearing about Angelica's 22-minute workout, it's a fun, colorful, joyous fitness show where it's a literal 22-minute workout and it's 80s themed. So you've got the leg warmers, you've got a lot of that 80s aerobics flair, but it's mixed with calisthenics, chair workouts, seated workouts, and dance-based workouts as well. So it's got something for everybody. It's quick. It's just enough to brighten up your day and get your blood flowing, and then you're released back out into your apartment or your home. I had a lot of fun making it. There's 30 episodes, so something for everyone.
I love it.
Features a different cast, every episode.
That's right. And you have all different age groups, fitness levels, and so on and so forth. So we all sort of feel included as we watch. Now, my understanding, is it on every weekday? Do I have that right?
It's on every day at 7 p.m. And then my other show, Angelica's Dance Workout, is on at 7:30 a.m. So you get to catch both my shows twice a day right now. The schedule rotates, but right now it's 7:30 a.m. for Angelica's Dance Workout and 7 p.m. for 22-minute workout.
And a reminder to people, you are a world champion dancer in several different genres and formats.
Yes. I was Belly Dancer of the Universe. I'm the only North American flamenco artist to make the finals of a very prestigious flamenco competition. And I was a Canadian Irish dance champion. So I've been all over the map, trained in ballet. So I've taken my experiences throughout the course of my life and melded them to create a fun, interactive, inclusive exercise program.
So I love it. Dancing in the morning and the 22-minute workout in the evening. And of course, you can PVR those and enjoy them whenever you like. But Angelica's 22-minute workout, One TV, and those channels, by the way, Rogers Channel 265, Bell 5 Channel 1606, and Bell Satellite Channel 606, and the full schedule available at onetv.ca. And Angelica, thank you for taking a few moments.
Thank you for having me. Be well, my friend.
That's right. Be well, everybody. Take a little time.
Yeah. Read a book and eat some nachos. I don't know. Do the workout.
That pretty much has just canceled out everything we've just suggested. We'll stick with the book. All right. Thank you, Angelica.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.